You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do you got going on this weekend?
This weekend, I'm helping my parents with another family member. We're helping clean out her house. It's kind of time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go help do that. My mom and dad have been working their butts off helping her out. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to chip in and help today and tomorrow. And
is this the roll-off thing?
Yeah, we're bringing a roll-off in. You know, it's somebody who's been in their house since like the 60s. And it's just that many years of accumulation that needs to go.
Would a bulldozer be a better choice?
Oh, man, it's a lot of stuff, buddy. It's a lot of stuff. So we'll be doing that, and my parents are going to come over tomorrow night for a little birthday dinner for me and hang out, and I don't know, do some stuff with the kids next week and
have fun with all of that.
This guy's got a jam-packed week coming up, so
I'll be on an airplane here in a few hours.
That's right. You're going to be fighting that Thanksgiving rush, the old DIA, aren't you?
Now, you were saying that you think I'm just ahead of that. Is that right?
I'm hoping by the time you get out of here today, you'll be just ahead of it. They're already doing all the news reports from the airport, telling you where you should park, where you shouldn't. They're saying arrive at least 2 hours early. Some of the lots out there are closed, so they're saying maybe tack on an additional 45 minutes on top of that. Just to get from your parking lot into the airport.
Huh. I'm wondering about security checkpoint is what I'm thinking.
You got
about
that TSA pre-check there?
Uh-uh.
You don't got that?
Uh-uh.
Why?
Uh-uh.
Well, you don't have any knives or anything on you. You'll zip right through. You'll be fine.
Tell me about this basketball thing.
Yeah, we're still diving into this new season of basketball for Reed Areno, and it's a little bit more of a competitive league, a little bit more than what he's been doing. And yet we got the game schedule last night, and we've got games at like 8 o'clock at night coming up. Like, how am I going to do that from like 8 to 9?
10-year-olds playing basketball and it starts at 8?
8 at night, 8 to 9. And then some of these places are 30, 40 minutes away from our house because we've got to travel now.
You have to drive outside of Littleton?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Right?
Wow.
So I was like, what? Nicole actually got the schedule yesterday and she's like, don't be mad. Don't be mad. I'm going to send you the schedule. I'm like, come on. So, yeah, we're tiptoeing now into that a little more competitive, a little more intense type of sports for the youth.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
let me float something just as a question, and don't get upset. Let me just ask the question. Would you ever consider not going to one of his games?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Good.
This time around, yes, because they are so late.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get up at the butt crack of dawn, so a couple of them might be a little difficult. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I don't understand why more parents don't just say, look, go play, have fun. I don't need to sit there and watch your every activity.
Right.
I don't get that, personally.
Well, I mean, some of these, though, when you have to drive them 45 minutes away at 8 o'clock at night, you're going to have to hang.
I know,
hang and watch.
But Nicole can do it.
But Nick Nack can do it, yeah. And I can stay home, so... And then the other thing that happened last night...
Nicole's listening to this right now. She's saying, thanks, Dom.
Yeah, she's like, I don't even want to go.
Jerk.
That's late. She gets up early, too. She
you know
gets
what?
Up with me.
And that is true. She gets up the same time you do.
She does, just to get her day started and get things
done. Why don't you both not go? Have them ride with a friend.
Well, there was another person that reached out and said, maybe we could work on a carpool situation.
Yeah, and then he just spends the night, goes to school with him the next day.
Boom, done. Problem solved.
You'll never do that in a million years.
Probably not. And then I am meeting a lot of new people through this new league, and I was at the gym last night, and there was a chair next to me, and this gentleman, I don't want to be mean with this story, but I was in this circumstance, and I didn't know what to do, but this gentleman came up and sat down and started talking to me. Mm-hmm. We had about a half an hour left in practice, and he's just a chatterbox, talking about everything, and, you know, he's meeting me and blah, blah, blah. And, again, I don't want to be mean, but this gentleman... smelled so bad, and I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things where I had to turn like the other way,
get some fresh air,
and breathe through my mouth. And when we left, like I could taste his scent like in my throat.
His essence was all over you.
This is exactly what I was like. I gotta go home and shower. And again, it's like I don't want to be mean. He was very well put together.
Was it
very nice guy?
Was it body odor or was it?
I couldn't figure out what it was.
Because that's a particular scent. Or was it just like food smells?
It almost smelled like he had urinated himself. It was pungent, Dom. It was pungent. And with 30 minutes left, guy carrying on a conversation with me, there's no way out.
Yeah, there is.
Not at all.
Yeah, you say, hey, I got, so you grab your phone and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I got to make a call. And you step outside and you stay outside for 15, 20 minutes. Why not?
Stand outside the rest
just
of the time.
Get away. Just say, I got to take
a
call.
That, do it.
The
I
phone is a universal
it.
Lifesaver in situations that you want to get out of.
I was thinking about the phone excuse. I thought about maybe, you know, I got to go to the bathroom and then leaving for 30 minutes.
And come back at the end
so
and say,
I didn't urinate myself. But really nice guy, but I'm going to have to avoid him at all costs, you know. And it goes back to that topic we've talked about 1,000 times on the show. It's like, do you know if you stink? And I was just sitting there wondering, I'm like, does this guy know that this is what he's carrying around with
Probably
him?
Not at some point.
Probably not.
Because
you know?
He's just, his nose is acclimated to it.
Just being polite to him and no one's going to be like, dude, you stink.